Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Now a defense story. Siobhan Gorman joins us, intelligence correspondent for the Wall Street Journal. Good morning, Siobhan.
Good morning.
So we understand that the CIA, we've been reporting this all morning, has agreed to some concessions in the use of its overseas covert drone campaign. It's a Wall Street Journal exclusive. It appears that the State Department has more say in how those drones are used. What's the headline here?
Well, yes, the CIA instituted a number of sort of changes to the way that the program is handled, and one of them is to give the State Department to institutionalize a process that would allow the State Department to make appeals if they object to a particular strike on a target in Pakistan.
And that represents a real shift from the Bush administration, where it seemed as though the Pentagon and the CIA could do what they liked, and the State Department would have to sort of clean up the consequences.
Well, it's a shift within the Obama administration, because for the first couple years of the Obama administration, that was exactly how it was done as well. And the problem started coming to a head because there were a couple times when the CIA just went ahead with strikes, even though the State Department was objecting. And that happened in the spring, and that spawned a number of other things spawned a White House review of the program.
And it appears that the sensitivity of the drone program in U.S.-Pakistani relations is at the center of this, in a sense that I understand from your Wall Street Journal report that if Pakistani officials are visiting Washington, the CIA is to stand down or interrupt its drone attacks under those circumstances?
Well, what the CIA chose, this was one of the changes that they elected to do on their own. What they decided to do was sort of as a courtesy to their guests who were visiting. When Pakistani officials are visiting the U.S., they agreed that they would not take drone strikes during that period. I imagine that certainly if you had the now top al-Qaeda leader, Ayman al-Zawahiri, or something like that, they would go and take the strike. But, under most circumstances, they would not.
We're talking with Siobhan Gorman, an intelligence correspondent for The Wall Street Journal. All right, this is a headline that occurs early in the administration of the CIA by General David Petraeus. Is this a hint at his approach to the CIA being more cooperative with the State Department, et cetera? Or is this an example of his territory being eroded in some sense by some interagency competition?
Well, the changes started taking place before Mr. Petraeus came in. So he certainly agrees with them, and he was one of the military officials who was advocating for strikes that would be less visible in Pakistan, that would be on smaller groups of fighters as opposed to larger ones. But these weren't changes that he instituted. These were changes that took place maybe a month or two before he arrived.
In the sort of overall terms, Siobhan Gorman, does this suggest that drone strikes are likely to continue at the same pace? Are they likely to accelerate, or are they likely to diminish as a result of these concessions?
Well, they seem to be taking place at about the same pace. The idea is just that diplomatic considerations and other factors are now being weighed when they decide where and when to strike.
Siobhan Gorman, an intelligence correspondent for The Wall Street Journal, commenting on a story in The Wall Street Journal allowing changes with the CIA's use of its covert drone strikes in Pakistan and Afghanistan. Behind the scenes, some State Department officials will now have the opportunity to review those drone strikes and possibly overrule, or at least suggest that they be delayed or changed in some way. Siobhan, thanks so much.
Thank you.